Welcome to Awesome Autism Tools. I'm Sheridan Ripley. I've been an energy worker and life coach for over 15 years, and this is a beautiful space for parents of children on the autism spectrum, especially non-speakers who want transformational tools, deeper connection, and gentle support. I'm so glad that you're here today. Today, I want to talk to you about energetic cords. So one thing that I look for when I'm doing energy work on anyone, but especially for people that are on the autism spectrum, is energetic cords. So if you think about a cord as a connection to another person, and I do see pretty normally between immediate family members, there are cords. A husband and a wife, a mother and a child. These are connections where I'll typically see a cord, ideally just a heart-to-heart cord. And the ideal size is like a garden hose size, and it's very white and bright and clear. And I always like to check and make sure there's like a filter in it where only the good and none of the bad can go through. So if I have a cord with a child and I'm grumpy with them, that energy won't go through my heart cord into their heart. It has a natural filter. Just love is supposed to go through these energetic cords. What often happens is that people, especially people that have more permeable energetic boundaries, will have more cords. I even call some people cord collectors. I have found people that have thousands of cords connected to them. And it's not just cords to other people. They might have cords to locations or objects. And I've seen this with neurotypical people as well as people on the spectrum. But the thing that it tends to happen to is people that have those more permeable boundaries. What I like to do in these circumstances is clear the unnecessary cords. And I'm going to walk you through what I imagine when I do this. If you are in a session with me and I found unnecessary cords, I would clear it this way. I just imagine gathering those unnecessary cords together, almost like strings on balloons. And the things that you are corded to are those balloons. Again, it could be a person, it could be a situation. I often see cords to maybe places that you used to live that you really loved, or even cords to a trauma incident. So it can be good things you're corded to and bad things you're corded to. But what happens if we don't clear these cords is it's draining your energy, or you're getting in energy from the other person that you don't need. So really, they are unnecessary. So I gather these unnecessary cords like strings on a balloon, and I imagine taking scissors of light and cutting those balloon strings and then handing all those balloons or all those people, places, or things. I just imagine handing them to God. And then where those cords were attached, I imagine filling you with pure white, perfect light, just healing wherever those cords were attached. And that's really a simple explanation of how I handle unnecessary cords. But then I look at the cords that remain after clearing those unnecessary cords, and I can clear thousands at a time if a person has thousands. But once I've cleared those that way, then I check to see if any cords remain and then get a little more granular or micro-focused. So for instance, I might see a person that has multiple cords to their child. They have a heart-to-heart cord, but they also might have a gut-to-gut cord. This is when like anxiety from one person can go to anxiety to the other person, and you really are feeling each other's anxiety. Or I've seen head-to-head cords where that's more like worry, like thoughts going back and forth through those head-to-head cords. I've seen all kinds of cords. I've seen cords that span multiple people. Like a mother has a cord to her spouse, and then that cord also goes to her child, and it's this weird kind of convoluted cord that isn't serving them. It makes sense to have a heart-to-heart cord with each individual, but when you have like a convoluted, twisted up cord that has multiple people it's connected to, it's a little bit messy, I guess, is how it feels energetically. So that's when I'll go and look more granular at the cords at that more micro level. And again, clear the ones that are not necessary, leaving only a heart-to-heart cord with a very helpful boundary of only the good and none of the bad. And I clear out all the energy from that cord. And then any other cords that I've found and cleared, again, I fill where they were attached to with pure white perfect light. So today's episode's pretty short, but I feel like cords are something that I find often in sessions, so I wanted to explain what they were and how I clear them. If you're curious about learning more about cords, feel free to reach out. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast so you can continue to learn all of the tools I love to share. If someone you care about came to mind while you were listening, please share this episode with them. Sometimes one small share can make a big difference. And don't forget to sign up for the newsletter for extra support, resources, and updates. You'll find everything linked in the show notes.